And now, this episode of Flight Risk brought to you by our lovely sponsors at...
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, there were still stories waiting to be told. Force Majeure is an actual play Star Wars podcast, following groups of emergent Force sensitives, trying to survive the worst the Outer Rim can throw at them. So if you like action, adventure, thrilling yarns, and good tea, you might enjoy Force Majeure. Find us on Twitter at Force Majeure Pod, or online at ForceMajeurePod.com, or wherever you find your podcasts.
Hey, flight fans. GM as always, Dwayne here. My pronouns are he and him. This episode of Flight Risk stars...
I'm Nimoy. My preferred pronouns are they, them, and I play Dork, the Mandalorian bodyguard.
Hi, I'm Kyle, and I play Skip Fortuna. My pronouns are he, him, as well as Skips, and Skip is the itinerant lounge singer and lesser half of the Fortuna twins.
Hi, I'm Tessa, and I am playing Falun Sur, the Chiss commander and former Sith officer.
Let's buckle up. It's time for another Flight Risk episode.
A long, long, long time ago. In a galaxy far, far away.
On the run from space pirates and the Sith, Skip, Dork, and now former Sith officer Falun Sur have been relying on connections and charm to stay one step ahead of their pursuers. With options running out, Dork has reached out to Mandalorian turned big game hunter Krunk. The loyal and steadfast Aqualish has brought the trio onto his latest contact. Krunk has been hired by Ego Orcs, a retired and eccentric archaeologist. The Devlet's heirs have gone missing on their latest adventure and inside a long forgotten temple. Will helping Krunk with this mission give them the funds and resources to get them their own ship? Will they find a way back to the Count and their friends? Or will they be stuck hopping the hyperlanes, relying on their good looks and fast reflexes, waiting for their enemies to eventually catch them? All right. Welcome back, flight fans, for our second part of Season 6. We are doing a little different this season. We have just finished running through our first group of Anarchy, of Bail and Anne, their adventure on that doomed cruise ship. And now we're checking in on Skip, Dork, and Falun. So we'll be starting at the top of my chore wheel. Kyle, how did the trio get off of Ilum?
Hi, such a nice opportunity to be back playing once again with you all. I'm really looking forward to this opportunity. I'm going to once again play Skip Fortuna, your irascible Twi'lek lounge singer slash try to do well, because it's never ne'er do well. It's always try to do well. And so Skip is sitting. Are we on a ship or at a bar on Splint here?
You guys could be at a bar before you guys heading into the jungle, sure.
Oh, right, great. We're sitting in a bar. It's got, coconut shell drinks with the little paper umbrellas in them. And there's, like, at least 11 that are near Skip. And Skip is like, I had no idea these were alcoholic. Where was I? Oh, yes. There we were, Falun and Dork and I, escaping across the frozen ice fields of... Dork, what was the planet again? Ilum, yes. Sorry, I spent a lot of time on another planet, at the same place in a different galaxy, and it's all a bit of a muddle. What? Yes, bartender, I'll have 3 more. Anyway... We were racing across, but we didn't realize that there was a scout troop or a scout group or, anyway, there were more of these Sith idiots. No offense intended, of course, Falun, but you definitely scraped the bottom of the barrel with this lot. Anyway, we were, dashing madly to get out of there, creating a big stir after my delightful entertainment, and the ships had already flown away because I had sacrificed myself in that regard, and we were dashing across the ice fields. But we hadn't quite started yet, so yes.
I'm trying to find the dice roller so I can roll Destiny is really what's going on right now. Special rolls.
Special rolls, yes.
And suddenly, things went our way. I've rolled 2 light side points. So it turns out that they were all big fans of Skip Fortuna and didn't really want to be in the Sith army either. So that's why we're all here. Hey, fellas!
There is... In this bar, on the outskirts of the jungle, there is the bartender, and there is one guy who is like the janitor. And they're the only people here. And they are the ones listening to all of this. Because Dork would have very quickly been like, maybe please don't tell everyone at this bar that we escaped from the Sith and are wanted fugitives. But it's just these 2 guys. They're very good listeners, probably because we have a lot of money to buy drinks with.
Nimoy, I got 2 light side points. Yeah. The whole place is full of all these Sith traitors.
Exactly. They have a lot of people who leave. It's like, you know, it's very easy to leave the Sith. They don't have good benefit plans or retirement plans. I don't know, something
right,
drives
new character
people away.
Goal. New character goal. Reorganized Sith healthcare benefit package.
Well, we
unionized the Sith.
We did discuss how their HR policies weren't really effective.
Right?
So,
I mean, so.
It's just that the registrar is on vacation.
No,
so.
That's not even funny right now.
They'll get back to you as soon as they can, they swear.
Oh, God.
All righty. So, Tessa, welcome to the show, and thank you for coming
thank
on
you.
To pay Falloon. You're part of the story. What is one time on these 2 weeks, did you guys almost get caught by the space pirates in Shurikon, and how'd you guys get away?
Well, it was a bit touch and go there. We had to go by foot for a bit of the way. And unfortunately, Skip just has way too much baggage as a lounge singer. I mean, I said we had to pack light, and Scott, like, 8 bags of luggage, but luckily we heard the speeders coming up behind us, so we were able to find a moment to hide, and then I dropped down from a tree branch above and knocked the driver out, and hey, free speeder.
All right, so do us a favor and go ahead and do a on the dice roller. You're gonna go click on special rolls.
Okay.
And you're going to click Roll Destiny for us.
Alrighty.
Oh, Dark Side. Okay. Mm. So how did that story take a bad turn at the end? You knocked out that person. Was there something wrong with that speeder? What bad thing happened at the end of your story?
Well, the bad thing that happened, unfortunately, is instead of losing all of Skip's luggage, we lost mine. So it got caught and it burned up right on the spot, you know?
Just, it's that cheap, highly flammable Sith luggage they give you when you sign up. You know what? They used to do asbestos, but everyone complained and they switched from it. There you go.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. They're just a little bit grumpier now because what little they were able to grab to leave with them is apparently just been burned up. So they literally have the clothes on their back, a notebook, and a pen. And that's about it.
That is unfortunate. All right, last but not least, Nimoy, glad to have you back.
Hello. It has been a while. I'm Nimoy. I play the long-suffering Mandalorian bodyguard, Doric Thrawn. I think we see Doric. He's a very tall person in sort of bluish Mandalorian armor. And he is... he's got in this little glass cage on the bar a horrible bat-shaped little creature with a sucking face that Star Wars buffs recognize as a Minok, and he gently rubs his neck where there is a rather nasty looking bite mark on it. And yeah.
Okay, geez Louise. All right, so What got you guys here to this bar to meet with Krunk and hopefully help him with this little adventure, get some credits, and get your own ship. How did you guys get to this bar, get here?
So we have not met Krunk in person until this
point. No, we'll just say he will arrive after you guys finish spreading your stories throughout the whole bar and regaling everyone with the greatness.
Well, here's the fun thing. So Ilum is a very, very secluded area. It's very hard to get to. Mm-hmm. And so most of the areas around it are pretty undermanned, except for the roving Sith and pirate fleets. So when we showed up at an old scavenger's station, we were just looking for, you know, anything we could get a hand with. We're kind of outsiders to this area of space. But one thing we sort of picked up when we were there at the bar was that a couple weeks earlier, a big game hunter, an Aqualish, had come through looking for a special breed of scavenging Minok. They tend to just roost in mass numbers out in the vacuum of space, clinging on to these derelict ships. And unfortunately, he had been pulled away before he could, you know, on this job, before he could find his prey. So after a very nasty spacewalk, which nearly ended in Doric's spacesuit getting, you know, chewed through and almost asphyxiating, they brought this little Minok as a sort of way of currying favor with our old friend Krunk.
Okay.
It's been a while. That's the nice thing to do.
Okay, so yeah. Have you guys named the Minok? That's what I'm curious.
Lean at Gila. No.
That's a different show.
We'll work on it. Right. It is currently unnamed, but if anyone was going to name it, it would be Skip.
Sure. Alrighty. So you guys are kind of just at this bar telling these stories with, we'll say, a handful of former Sith soldiers who are part of the Skip Fortuna fan club who have given up their Sith ways to, I don't know, be on this planet with you guys and maybe start a new life. Maybe they're going to be guides or something like that. Who knows? And the doors of this little bar cantina you guys are in just get flung open. And in walks Krunk, this Aqualish. They have plenty of just scars from either their days being a warrior or even this new adventuring life they have. And they just fling open those doors and they walk and look around and lock eyes on Doric. And in just this kind of deep voice, they go,
"Ricky, I haven't seen you in forever."
You can, there is a moment where we can see the look of absolute anguish on Doric's face as he is called Ricky. But nevertheless, he gets up and says, "Krunk, you old lout!" And he slaps him on the back. "Glad to see you still kicking and punching and shooting.
All of the above."
So he just wraps you up in this big old hug. And I don't know, I forget, Doric's like, what, about 6 feet tall?
Somewhere around, a little bit above, but yeah, fairly tall for a human.
Sure, so yeah, he's about the same similar, and he just lifts you up and lifts you off the ground into that nice little back-popping hug that people like to give.
Ow. There is an audible crunching noise.
So, I heard you were up there fighting on Mandalore. What are you doing out here now?
Well, we kicked that armada halfway back across the galaxy. That's what happened. We were out on a, let's call it a, clandestine job. And, our getaway didn't, our getaway got away, but we didn't get away. This is Krunk. He's an old colleague of mine, fellow Mandalorian. This is Skip. You remember Skip, right? Skip Fortuna, you know.
Oh yeah.
We
I think had... I saw you out on the Hall of Vids, right?
I wouldn't know. I wasn't there.
So what is Krunk's Steve? What does Skip look like? This is the new season. Let's go ahead and describe what Skip looks like.
Skip looks like he's been looking like for the last several seasons. Same leather.
every episode is someone's first episode, so we have to assume they don't know the beautiful.
No, I know, but I'm about to continue with that explanation. He looks like he always has. For the last several seasons, he's got his long leather overcoat, trench coat style jacket on, his silk shirt that always seems to be in good order, a little wrinkled, but never has anything spilled or stained on it. And he's wearing his tight pleather pants, his boots. I've never really described his boots before, but they have a little heel, which makes him just a little bit taller than Anarchy. When he kind of revels in that until Anarchy got the big tendrils, and now Anarchy's much bigger. The only real difference that has been from the very beginning, very first session of Flight Risk, is that one of Skip's Leiku is missing. It's been shorn off and is nothing but a scarred mess.
So yeah, Krunk will just look you up and down and go,
You're an odd looking one. Don't see a lot of one like you Twi'leks out there. That's kind of unique. I like it. Is it a purposeful thing, like cosmetic surgery or something?
Yes, of course. It's always a wonderful thing to bring up someone's most painful experience upon first meeting their acquaintance. Yes, of course.
It's usually a good icebreaker.
Right, yes. Who doesn't love breaking the ice with arrogant, rude people's faces? But that's... Wow. I am one with the force is with me. I am one with the force, the force is with me.
Other person missing a limb. This is... Falloon, sir. Keep that name quiet. But they were a high-ranking person upon on Ilum. Sure. And they have switched sides, let's say.
So what does Falloon look like, since this is our first look at them, since we saw them? Last we saw them, they were in a regular Sith officer uniform packing up their office because they were excited about a promotion that wasn't real.
Falloon is about 5'5", a little on the shorter side, is in a bit more relaxed attire this time. Just a kind of a neutral gray blouse and black slacks. They look fairly androgynous, and the most notable thing about them is that at the elbow, one of their arms is cybernetic.
Ricky. You're running with some unique folks now. A lot of body modifications, you know, kind of the fancy stuff there. Well, what'd you get lopped off? Did you lop off a foot or something?
Just the first part of his name, really. Hey, Ricky?
What? You guys don't call him Ricky?
Never.
I do now.
Anyway, speaking of damage that has been done to us emotionally and physically, he slaps the little cage with the Minok on it. Heard you were looking for one of these.
Aw, you didn't forget. My mom loves those.
Yeah, they taste delicious.
She makes the best pies out of those. You haven't been over in a while. You need to come by. She asks about you all the time.
Really? She does? After the tackling incident?
You know what? She didn't mean it. You came out of nowhere and, you know, you surprised her and she didn't mean to knock you out like that. I mean, knock you down like that. You gotta announce yourself when you walk in. You know, she's blind in one eye and you just totally surprised her.
Has she ever thought about getting a cyber eye? I hear those are really, really... Their price is coming down a lot.
Nah, she's one of those purists. She likes the milky eye thing. Says that it scares people.
Ah, a true Mandalorian at heart. All right.
So, let's get down to business. You fellows are going to help me with this missing Devlix, right?
Sure. Why not?
We're not just here to sip space mojitos.
I thought we were. I push my little coconut away from me.
So, how this is going to go, we've got the boss man, Mr. E. He's kind of waiting outside. Are you guys sober enough to do this? Because I'm seeing a lot of coconuts in front of the little guy here.
I have not had any coconuts. I'm fine.
Dork is also fine. We'll sober up on the ride over, I'm certain. You can skip a sort of look.
All right, so I think this guy is kind of blowing things out of proportion. You guys know that devilinks don't have long lives, right? They only live like 9 or 10 years. So if someone goes missing for a week, that's like a percentage of their life. That's a lot to them, you know? And he's freaking out. I think they've only gone for a little while, you know, but he's thinking it's been way too long. So we're going to go to the last site where they were at, where they're probably supposed to be, and they probably still are. They're probably just partying and sleeping or something. And we'll just pick them up, get paid, and go home. Shouldn't be a problem at all. So
Doric begins pouring the last of the coconut into a little water bottle to take with.
Oh.
If we've spent that much money on our bar tab, we're going to make the most of it.
Thanks for that, Doric. Wow. I'm counting on my fingers, and I'm like, that means a week for a devlik is like a year and a half for one of us.
So you can kind of see how they freak out about people missing. Look, there's
a lot
of money in finding the quote-unquote lost devliks. They freak out about, like, pretty much everything. It's a lot of fun.
Well, I'm glad to help. Are you in, Falloon?
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure I have any other choice at the moment, given the situation. So, of course I'm in.
Yeah, this is gonna be easy. This guy pays unbelievably well. You guys will have more than enough to get passage off this rock, or, you know, you guys can ride it with me if you want, if we're going to the same place. We can figure all that out after we get the job done, okay?
Sounds great. And we can work on our duet.
I don't know who you're talking to on that one, but okay.
It was directed generally, I think.
I don't know, maybe skip a scene double and it's talking about somebody else. I don't know.
Yes. Oh, you are missing a Leku as well. No.
I was referring specifically to Falloon.
Okay,
if we get a duet on this show, I'm going to be very... We can go ahead and retire Flight Risk at this point. So that's what this... All 3 years have been building up to this moment. We've had Kyle sing every year. Now having two people sing, I don't know what I would do.
All right, Kyle. All right. I hear you. I see what you have put down, and I am picking it up. You got to let me know what, though.
All right, so Krunk will take you guys outside, and there is a speeder kind of out there that's decked out with tons of... kind of like, looks like camping gear things, because you guys are going to be going to a jungle, so it is prepared to last at least a couple weeks in the jungle, and there is just a devlik pacing back and forth. Devliks are kind of bird-like, kind of very long faces, and he is just pacing back and forth, and right when he sees you guys come out, he's like,
"What is taking so long? We should have been there by now. They could be dead."
Doric is already getting onto the speeder and double-checking stuff.
Let's go. What are we paying you guys for?
To find missing devliks. And then I look all excited like, I got a question, right, Doric?
This Doric is pulling out a log belt and says, "All right, Skip, we gotta have the drunk belt. All right, I'll loop one end around me, and we loop the other end around you. Okay?"
Oh, it's a hog ride.
All right, do you want to be the little spoon or the big spoon?
I'll be the big spoon this time.
There's a whole backstory of spooning between these guys we've never heard before. I can't wait to hear it.
And who says Mandalorians don't have jetpacks?
And what is your name, good person?
Look here, help. You just call me E. That is all you are. help. We're not friends or distant relatives or cousins or anything. It's fine.
Oh, are you sure?
Oh, do I need you to be my friends?
Why not? I would remember you better when you're gone.
I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, but thank you for the ominous statement.
Soon? I mean, from what Krunk was saying, you all only live like, what, 9-10 days?
Years.
Dork taps his Skip's shoulder. Skip, I have a very important job for you.
Yeah, I put my arms up.
Ready for the belt.
There we go.
Yes, as this belt is being put on, the Devlet will just look and go,
Just call me Mr. Orc. Don't even bother with E. You shall keep this distance and as simple as possible for you.
And he'll turn to Falloon.
Ah, you. You look sober and confident enough. Are you in charge of these two?
Yes. I promise we'll be getting your missing person back swiftly and without any hesitation once we get these folk on the speeder. And they pick the two of them up and just start walking them to the speeder to put them on.
Yep. Dork stands up and the belt makes it so that Skip is off the ground.
Just dangling. Like a cat, like a cat lift by the scruff. He's just kind of just dangling there.
It's not quite Yoda on Luke's back, but it is more like C-3PO on Chewbacca's back.
Oh, that's awesome. I do hope that Skip spends this entire adventure strapped to the back of Dork. That's our goal.
Thanks for listening to the Flight Risk Podcast. If you liked what you heard, please head over to the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review. Every review helps more people find the show. If you want to help the show out, please spread the word on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Flight Risk Pod and on Facebook. If you want to help us in a monetary fashion, you can head over to Patreon and help support the show.